So the barrel is broken, and now the wine is spilling out. And Chazal were afraid that if we're going to allow him to get very involved in the process of saving everything, so eventually he's going to bring more kalim, he's going to fix the barrel, etc. So they said we're going to limit the amount that you're able to save, similar to what we had by the case of the fire when there's no danger to life. So what's the minimum wasn't shalosh sudas. You can be matzo the amount you would need for three meals, and that's like you had before. That's talking about the beginning of Shabbos. They already had the meal Friday night. They would only be able to be matzo muzzin of two sudas, etc. I feel with kelim harbe. And that's even though you need to use multiple containers to catch the liquid. The ilu b'kli echod, filo machzik mea sudas matzal, but if it's one large container, you can catch as much as you want. Verma lacherim bo batzilo lachem. You can tell the people they can come and take for themselves as well. And bovad shalo yisbeg, but he has to be careful that when he does this process, the process can't be done by soaking the liquid into some type of absorbent sponge, cloth, etc. You're going to put a sponge there to absorb in the wine, and then you'll squeeze it out because you're afraid he's going to squeeze it out on Shabbos, and that's going to be yasser because of schita of dosh. The lekha chashash schita is usr, shall yasa kadar shoyse bechol. So we have this interesting thing which we had before back in Simon Shin Chav, that if the swag is not just a simple sponge, but it has a handle to it, that doesn't go into it doesn't create a chashash schita. And the question why you're not exactly not. We had a discussion with the two pshatim over there. The Ryan's pshat that it becomes like a kli holding it, so it's not considered schita, or because this way you won't be pressing down when you do it. But it's still also the lecha shliyasa kedar shoyse bechol. But we need to do it in a way which is not the weekday type of version to remind him not to be mechal shabbos. Well, you tapach b'shem and lahaklis yodol lekanuch b'svasa kli. If the barrel was holding oil, and what he would want to do is sort of like put his hand down, absorb a certain amount of oil on his hands, and then rub it across the top of the kli, and then it will fall back into the kli and keep doing that. So that's awesome. Now this is true in the case of the chavish and ishbar because the person is boho. It's a very sudden and he has a very short time to respond. Otherwise, everything's going to get lost. So therefore, we're afraid if we're going to allow him to do that, he's going to be masakin. He's going to end up fixing the barrel. If it's only cracked, and it's dripping out drip by drip, it's not that the whole thing broke. So then he can catch it in as many containers as he wants. So he can just catch in the containers and then combine the wine afterwards. So if there's no Yisurim, even the Rabbanon involved over here in regards to transporting it, so then we can be make. That's according to that sheet. Zakt Mishnah Brura Sukkotan Aleph.
There are no what's involved in transporting.
There's no. It's not carrying mechatzel lechatzel, which do not have an Arab together. So that's an ister abonant. But if it's talking about carrying it to his own private chatzer, or to another house in the same chatzer where they had both made an Arab together, so there's no ister abonant involved at all in carrying over here. So some say you can be matzel as much as you want.
But wasn't it only to your own private yard, but not even to a chaser that was more of?
So we you're right. Chavis, I think the chashash is less. See, in Sifu, the Kol Chatzal Shamar, in all the Chatzal Shenim Revis, the Chatzal Acheris Hamur Revis, Avol Shenim Revis is after. We should kill after Shenim Revis. So there's so much that Mati even Shenim Revis. So that Shita, which is Mati Shenim Revis, learns that the whole Alacha, the way the Shita is stepping it up and saying that's where you have the Alacha of what you're allowed to now limit it. Then the Yesh Arbim and Sifu. And then he brings that this is going on the Mabushin. There's somebody over there, Arkes over there, 1 second. No, Yud Aleph. So Shemar, he chutz a mobe hasmuchon shazurabim. V'bayis achar she'erivim mayochol lahatz a koma sheyirtza. V'av lechutz a shem layomer elu lechutz a chaber. V'av lechutz a shaloi shen tzvicha erivim yochol lahutzi koma sheyirtza. Yeshem ha'shein chilek. Right, but it also says bias acher she'eriv imoy, you can be moitzi b'chomah she'irtza. Right. So here the means he's dafka to bias over here. I guess it means bias acher she'eriv imoy. Right. You're not going to the chutz at all. You're going from house to house. Right. So that's correct. Yeah, thank you for the correction. Yeah. Right. Zeva's point is right. To carry into the chutz, even a chutz which is merevis, that's more chomer than carrying to another house. Carrying to a house is not so much perceived as being taken going outside. So, but once you're going outside, even though you're going to a chutz which had an Arab with you, that's more limited. Correct. Al chomer shenishpura vein chiluk bein shenishpura b'lo nishpura chadayim legami alo oritz or bein shenishpura kvar alo oritz. So we don't differentiate between the case where the wine is still pouring out, or all the wine is poured out onto the ground, and you're trying to gather the wine while it's on the ground before it runs away. In both scenarios, because he's going to be gathering many different containers to catch the liquid, if we're going to make this unlimited, so once he's running to get as many containers as possible, Yaviyam Gamkin Darfish Sarabim, he might carry them Darfish Sarabim. Oshir will asak and a chavis, Shinishbaro, he might come and fix the chavis. Okay. Vyeshit Sarabim, the Nishba Mechavis, the Gamay Allah Oritz, that's the base Yosef. Zatar Mishapura, there is a sheet that holds that once it's all poured out, so the chavis is not your interest anymore. So they don't have the same level of behilus, because it's all spilled out. So since the chashash of carrying in Rishas Rabbim is really limited nowadays, because we don't really have a Rishas Rabbim on a regular basis, which is the common theme throughout the Magen Ram, etc. So there's more Magen to Mekel that the Xer doesn't really apply, so maybe you can Mekel, and that's, well, rely on the Chumas Hadeshin in that scenario that is already fully spilled out. But he has to do it in a way which is not the normal way you would do it in the weekday. So you take into small cups as opposed to large containers. Shein derech kein b'chol. So that's also included in the original takana that you're doing it in a different way. That's not that the issur was to do it in the normal way. But the fact you're doing it in a totally different way, that wasn't what Chazal were answering, because the gzer isn't there anymore. So you can say Mazin Shalasudas, Beis. Hanukkah Mechilas Arvis, they're talking about you have not eaten the meal by Friday night yet. Like we explained before. And Chanan, if they already had the Friday night meal, you can only save two meals worth. If you already had the first meal by day, you can only save one meal's worth. Zak the Mishabur, I'm a Tesis Shabbos, the Sefer Tesis Shabbos, a Kosab. The Hechad, the Yayin Motzi, the Derech, the Shabbos, the Bechol Hayom. So there's a difference between wine and food. They didn't graze. They weren't grazers. You know, they ate a meal and that was it. They walked away and they came back, you know, X amount of hours later and they ate the next meal. The idea of like having constant like behemoths, which they grazing the whole day, they didn't. But drinking, they would drink. They needed a drink. So he's arguing that this limitation, we'll say, well, you know, the amount that you're allowed to save is basically the amount that you'll be drinking over the day, not just the amount you drink during the meals. So wine is sometimes expensive. You wouldn't be drinking during the day. But in the case where wine is not expensive, it's very, very, it's very common, so people would drink it throughout the day. So you're allowed to save that much. Each person is allowed to save Mosin Shalasudas. Right now, we differentiated over there that the he said it's still lachem, they're taking for themselves, right? So since they're taking for themselves, so now they're taking for themselves, we put the limit of Mosin Shalasudas on them as well. But he's not allowed to ask them to do it for himself. He's doing it for himself, and therefore the
what?
Yeah. Right. So he tells them that they should be tzilul chem. They're taking for themselves. Once they're taking for themselves, they also have a limit of three sudas. But he can't ask them to do it for him because that Chazal said you can do three meals worth and not more for yourself. So they can't do it for him. They want to do it for themselves. They have a din of doing it for themselves. They have a din of mazon shalos sudas. Lo yitap b'shem and hainu gam kemi tam zeh. That we have this chashash, if a person is going to get too involved, he's going to end up trying to fix the kli or whatever it is. So now the Ramah said, the case where it's just nistak, it just cracked, and it's dripping out slowly, so you're allowed to be matzal b'kelim likloit ulitzarif. So that Mr. Brewer, that the lashon of likloit ulitzarif is really not, that doesn't, it's irrelevant over here. Okay, so likloit ulitzarif means in a case where they would simply store things on the roof, and the thing broke and it's pouring off the roof, you can be curled, means you catch it in the air. The tsarif means you put the kli right next to it and you catch it before it goes into the air. Like as, so the tsarif means you're putting it immediately adjacent to the that which is pouring out. So over there, the idea of klita versus siruf is relevant. Over here, it's a barrel sitting on the ground. There's no klita and siruf. There's no ishutin being curled or being mitzarif. But we Shabura says that din zashach lekamana sef beiz kishin shabura shagat. But not the halacha. The reason why the Ramah mentioned over here likla tzarif is because the lashminu yochel hatzal bekelim anafilo bekelim harbe. So just like over there, you could be matzal bekelim this type, that type, etc. So over here, you can use matzal as many kelim as you want. But the phrase is just like borrowed. It's a borrowed term from the next sif. It doesn't really, the actual words of the phrase don't really fit over here. Okay. Now, then some said the whole, this all, what? Did you ask? Liklat ulitzarev. Klitas is you're catching it in the air. Right? And tsirav means you're putting the kli immediately adjacent to catch it before it goes into the air. Okay, so it's nishma v'resh agag. So those two things are relevant. You're catching it lower down, or you're reaching up all the way to the top, up to the roof, and you're putting your container that you're using to save right next to the where it's pouring out. So that's called tsirav. It's not relevant over here in the case where the actual different types of ways to save it are not relevant over here. The point is, you can use many kalim. Okay, then the Ramah said that there's some say that the chozer lomari ela lachatzel michatzel lachatzer. If you're going from one chatzer to another chatzer, that's where you have a problem. But to a bias achra, which is erev imoy is mutter. Hanafila lachatzer achash erev imoy. So, like Zeb pointed out, that over there we differentiate between going even to another chutzah where there is an Erev. Now, like I said, I'm correcting myself. Right? Now, like it's that even, once you're going out to an open space which is different than the house where you are, that's like going to a different makom. That already is considered you're in the situation of being bal, and we have limits. But within the house itself, or even to another house which is immediately adjacent, where there's no problem of carrying because it has an eruv between the two houses, that's more lenient. A chotzer which doesn't have any type of roof over it, it's like you're going out into the street. So already, as it were, halfway into the street, you end up going into Rosh Hashanah to get a keli. But you're just within the house, you're not going to run out to get the keli. And even to another house, which is immediately adjacent, but it also be mutter. So the Taz raises the question that this was a questionable shita. So why is there more bringing it over here? The El Yeraba is Miyashev. Excuse me. He says there's a difference between the Chashash of Shem Yechaba. And over here, because over here the main gzera is you're going to bring a keli which derech shesarabim. So there's a significant difference between the chatzer, which is perceived as being on the way to shesarabim, as opposed to in the bayis. Whereas over there by the leika, the chashash shem yechaba, the idea of chatzer versus bayis is not significant enough. So even those which are machmer over there, the yerabba says that to another bias is not mutter, but over here they agree that to another bias would be a reason to be making mutter. Now he says, "Achlinim lahitzid lachatzah shaloi shenot tzricha el erev klal kamataz matzada diyesh lahalkol lehatzav cholinyan." We had that story over there before. To your own culture, that's more lenient, so that's going to be true over here as well. Okay.
I don't really understand the whole discussion here. I mean, by the case of the lake, you want to get it away from the fire. So you hear where you're going, you're not going to shisarab. Here you have a barrel that's spilling. Why are the chashish should you bring it any place? You just want to collect it in the kelim.
Correct. But that's... But as much as we compared it over there, we're saying a kula. The taki within the bias is mutter. Right? This iser of... What the Ramah is saying, that's only if you're taking it outside. Because since the Gzera is you're going to bring Kalim Darash Sarabim.
Bring the Kalim Darash
Sarabim, right? So as long as you're staying in the house, you're not running outside, you're not getting Kalim. Once you start going outside, we have this concern you're going to keep going and get some more Kalim. Okay. Inish bracha is barosh gagoy. So the mechaber says base. So it broke over here on the roof. Maybe kli umaniach tatel, so you can put a kli underneath it. As long as it's one kli, you can be being as big as you want. So you can put the kli underneath, but you can't. Bring a second one. So I can put it down on the ground, and it pours in. So my plan is just put this big kli, let it pour in. But if I'm starting catching it in the air, I'm not holding gigantic kalim. I'm going to be putting one there. I'm going to put a smaller kalim, and then I'm back to my problem of getting many kalim to try and catch. So I can't. So we have a case of klitas in the air or tziruf right next to the Rosh Hagag. But if you talk to only use one kli, you're talking about you're not using multiple smaller kelim, but one large kli, so klita or tzirup is mutter. Maybe kli. The kimin shu kli echad, afilu matzik mea sudas matzah v'chanal. So he said one kli can be as large as you want. Once he's using multiple kalim, Kashinan Shishkach, Shushabas, Vivim Gam Kedar Shizurabim, so we're afraid he's going to go bring kalim Der Shizurabim like we had before. The Chol's Marabi Yersim Shalas Sudas. We're talking about multiple kalim adding up to more than 3 meals worth. Abel Mashalas Sudas, we said Yachullah had to feel the kalim Harbe, I feel a liquid Ulitzarif. So, but if it's. Just the amount which is Shalosh Sudas, which we were about to before, we were about to even multiple Kalim and even Klita and Siruf. Uba Emes, the Yerushim Shalosh Sudas also Lahatzim Kli Acher Afli Klita and Siruf. Now, so, Mamanashach. If it's less than, it's 3 meals worth, it's Mutter, multiple Kalim, even Klita and Siruf. If it's more than 3 meals worth, it's also even without klita, even if it's on the ground. Right? If it's more than one, if it's more than one kli. So, like, where is this case of klita b'tziruf? Chanam Sivalv, the urcha the most anokit, the chain derech lahatzel b'kilut b'tziruf, a kain kosa b'sefer toser Shabbos. So that's what the toser Shabbos understands. B'sefer primogadim, no. B'tzad of lahakum b'klita b'tziruf, afilu ad shalosh sudas. He says no. That which we the kilo b'tziruv is because I think you're more involved in trying to catch it. So that itself is going to create a behilus. So even less, even up to shalosh shudas is still a problem. So that's what Prima Gadim says. Now, so what's pshat in the Tosef Shabbos Shita? It's like we said before. The idea of Klita Metzirav is you're not going to use larger kalim usually. You use a smaller kalim, and then Klita Metzirav was always done with multiple kalim. So the main point of here is not literally the Klita Metzirav; it's the multiple kalim, which is based on the din we had before. According to the Tosef Shabbos, Prima Gadim is saying no. There's a specific issue in Klita Metzirav as opposed to on the ground. If you use one kli, so then kli to material is mutter, and even more than 3 meals worth is mutter. So the fact that you're only using one kli, that itself reminds us that it's Shabbos.
I'm hearing kli and material. As opposed to on the ground.
Klita and Siravis means in the air.
That's
right. Klita is catching in the air, and Siravis means you're putting it right all the way up. Right. So the Kala means to sort of like catch, to hem it in, right, and catch it. Okay, it's the same word you have by parsos of klutos, parsos of stukas, the hooves are closed in. Klutim ishahuntcha, it's not much catching, it's more like the idea of sort of like bringing something, closing it in. Air miklut, right. Yes. Okay, now, Sif Gimel, Nizdam lo Orchim, let's say he has guests. So maybe Kli Acher, Makarlet, Kli Acher with Sarif. So he can bring other Kalim to catch what he needs for his Orchim. But, Lo Yikrib with Sarif, Bachachach Yasmin ho Orchim, you can't not first, you know, I'll go and save the wine, and then I'll go invite some guests. So, because I need it for the meals, because I invited guests. Lo yarim lezamen orchim shein tzrichim lechol, or you can't do a harama, do this halachic fiction to invite guests that don't really need a place to eat. You know, this way he's allowed to save more wine. Hago miu im over v'asa. But if he did do it, you're allowed to use the allowed to use what he caught. Yeral v'lo yarim. I'm going to rum shekosev the dasarama mutter the harim bezelachatki. The magen rum is matter to be marim. According to the rama, it's mutter to be marim. And if he did do that, he was curled, and then he was invited the guests, so mutter. Okay, Masha Dimlo Zimin after the evidence of it. It sounds like that the person caught more wine than he's supposed to, and he did not invite guests, he can't use that wine till after Shabbos. Vana Rakat Moti Shabbos Miyat. Yuhay Beshageg, Sheshageg Bedinah, Sheshachach Shu Shabbos. If the person wasn't going against the law, he thought that was mutter, or he forgot that it's Shabbos, so then he's allowed to use it himself, and for sure other people could use it. Okay. Remeir Shita is that Meister Shabbos B'Shogeg is Mutter by the Raisa. There's a Machlokes in the Mechaber and the Gra, whether you pass him like Rabbi Huda or like Remeir. Gra pass him like Remeir, even by the Raisas. So I imagine what he's arguing over here is even if you're Machmer like the Mechaber by the Raisas, the Mishabur over the Pasim Machmer Tzarech, you can be Semech on the Gra. So we could probably argue by the Rabbanan, it's more cool to start with, you can be Samech on the Gra. I'm assuming his thought process is. There is also a, so the Sharatzin over here, Sechen Tzu, in Sifkatan Zion, a Biralocha back in Shinyur Ches, which he says by the he differentiates between the Rabbanans. There's Rabbanans where they're like Me'ain of a Malacha, the Rabbanans which are more like Zayiris, etc. He says the Rabbanans which are Me'ain of a Malacha, those are more Chomer, and you should be Samech on the Sheet of the Mechaber. But the Rabbanans which are like this, so the Chayyadim Weather argues that. That everybody agrees, even the Mechaber, I think he learns even the Mechaber would agree in that situation that there's that's only also been made in Apeshergeg. So that's probably what he's being serving on some type of combination of that. You know, if you don't mind, I'm just going to want to stop that one.